said, I have just one more question.
All right, now.
And I'll be through with the situation.
Well,
who is my neighbor?
Yeah.
And Jesus begins to answer his question by saying, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite came. When he came to the place, he looked upon the man that passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was.
Yes, he did.
And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. And then set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Neighbors, then, for Jesus is determined by the condition under which a person lives. Let me say it again. A neighbor is determined by the condition under which a person lives. Not some geographical location. The neighbor is a person, any person, who is in trouble, no matter where they might live. Our neighbor is not the person seated next to us in the pew. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you might not be my neighbor. I believe that's what Jesus is trying to get us to understand here today, that our neighbor is not necessarily the person who lives next door to us. Our neighbor is not necessarily the little lady that lives down the street, but our neighbor is anyone who shares our same human experience. Our neighbor is anyone who finds themselves in trouble.
All right.
Too often we want to identify people or our neighbor and our friends as those who look like us or dress like us or smell like us or go to the same church we go to. But our neighbor, is anybody who finds themselves in trouble.